food lovers, it's after Thanksgiving and before Christmas, and I've been contemplating what to talk about on Alicia's Dishes. So, after a conversation with my foodie friend Catherine, I've decided to talk about some vegetable sides. And sadly, really, in many ways, we have sort of a meat, starch, vegetable type of meal pattern. And so the first thing I would like to say is that if that is your general pattern of serving food for your main meal to your family and friends, then you can break that up. You know, you don't always need meat. You don't always need a starch. You can have two veggies and no starch, or you can mix things up. And that's, we can totally get creative with it. And so I think if you break out of any kind of set pattern as your first step to getting more creative and making your meals more interesting and not having to stress about what it is that you're going to fix. The second thing is that let what is in season drive your choices of vegetables. I have said this over and over, and I'll say it again, which is I always recommend using local, seasonal, and if possible, organic foods. So even if you can't get to the market, you know, the farmer's market, and get foods from your local growers, you can still look in your grocery store to see what's in season. And it's easy enough. You can Google what's in season if you don't know it. But right now we have root vegetables are in season and what they call cruciferous vegetables. Those are all the ones that belong to the cabbage family, such as cabbage itself and red cabbage and, what's it called? Cauliflower. Brussels sprouts, of course, are, you know, very well available. And so there's many different ways you can cook all these different things to make them delicious and sort of mix it up and make those dishes shine. So they're not just a vegetable that you're stuffing into your face to satisfy the need for something green or, you know, or something healthy, but really have it delectable and wonderful and add ingredients that are going to enhance those flavors, as well as add to what you're ingesting, like herbs, for example. You know, they're really good for you too. So, those are the two things. I'll break up your pattern and let what is in season drive your choices for cooking. For most vegetables, butter is your friend, and I always advocate using very good butter. You know, most recommended is grass-fed, you know, butter from grass-fed cows. So, and you totally taste the difference. It makes an enormous difference. Yes, it is more expensive. Generally, it can, well, the butter prices really fluctuate, but it can be between, you know, 1.5 to 2 times more expensive than your regular supermarket butter, Land O'Lakes, whatever. But once you cross over to grass-fed butter, you don't really cross back so easily because it is so delicious. You don't need tons and tons of it. It's a worthwhile investment. So if you're, for instance, serving a very good vegetable with just butter, for example, then grass-fed butter is going to really elevate that dish. It's going to make a huge difference. But in any case, butter is the friend of most vegetables. And another thing is how you're going to fix your vegetables. And steaming, of course, you know, is always an option, but that is definitely not our only option. Steaming is good for you know, vegetables that you want to have like super fresh. And I'll tell you, if I get, when broccoli is in season, like locally here in Florida in season, and I get some broccoli from my farmer, and it is so tender and so delicious, unbelievable. You just basically have to wave it at some boiling water and it's cooked. And it'd be a real shame to spoil that very, very high quality, super fresh, you know, bursting with vitality vegetable with a sauce or nuts or something like that. So generally what I'll do is I'll just like, you know, put some beautiful salt over it and some butter. And that is in itself delicious. But, you know, as the year wears on and, you know, broccoli is not in season anymore, then we have some more robust vegetables as we do right now. And so we can use other applications such as roasting. Roasting is a wonderful way to fix your vegetables. If you're going to roast cruciferous vegetables, you want to make sure that they don't get burnt. Brussels sprouts, for example. Brussels sprouts, they're so dense and so compact that you don't want to roast them on a super high heat because they're going to just, it'll smell bad and it brings out that weird sulfury, you know, undertone that most cruciferous vegetables have. And so you don't want that. So you want to roast them in a manner that it's going to make them nice and brown and cook through. Because you don't want a Brussels sprout doesn't taste great if it's not cooked through. You can always consider blanching them first, definitely cutting them in half, you know, cleaning them up and then cutting them in half with the root end intact so they don't fall apart, and then roasting them cut side down on, you know, a well buttered or oiled pan. You toss them in oil so they're oiled all over with salt. And so that's one way, you know, you can roast Brussels sprouts. And since we're talking about Brussels sprouts, so then you can toss them with, actually what I'm going to make for Christmas, I'll tell you what I'm making for Christmas, is roasted and then braised Brussels sprouts. So first they get roasted so they get nice and brown. Then they get braised in some beautiful chicken stock, which I have, you know, handy because I make it. And that chicken stock has a lot of flavor unto itself. And then you make a beautiful brown butter with chopped up hazelnuts. And then you toss the finished Brussels sprouts, the cooked Brussels sprouts in that brown butter with hazelnuts. And that's going to be one of my vegetable side dishes for Christmas Eve dinner. And as always, if you're interested in any of the actual recipes I talk about on my podcast, please go to Alicia's Dishes on Facebook and request them there, and I'll be happy to share them with you. So roasting is great. What especially lends itself well for roasting are root vegetables. Root vegetables are the vegetables that grow under the ground. That's why they're called root vegetables, because they're actual roots. Then those are carrots, parsnips, turnips, beets, rutabaga. Oh, those are the ones I can think of right now. So, those are hardy vegetables. They're very fibrous and they lend themselves well to roasting. My particular method of roasting, differs from what you'll see most frequently. So most frequently you'll see, for example, 400 degree oven, toss them with oil, salt, whatever, put them in the oven on a baking sheet and let them cook for, I don't know, 20 minutes or something like that. Well, you really don't get a nice char. And the whole idea of roasting is to get a good amount of char on your root vegetables. Because what happens there is that the intense heat brings the sugars to the surface, and the sugars caramelize, and that's what you see. That's the char. And that caramelized sugar is what really adds a lot of flavor to your root vegetables. So what I do is I will, for an easy roast, okay, take, you know, the root vegetables that I'm using, carrots. You can use a combo. Carrots and parsnips, or carrots and parsnips and beets. You want to keep the beets a little separate because they will dye everything red if you're using the deep red beets. But you can use golden beets, then they don't dye everything. And you know, toss them with good olive oil. Definitely salt, because the salt brings out the sugars in the vegetable. Cut them in about equal sizes. And then pop them under the broiler. And I don't pop them directly under the boiler. I do one step down from there. And you kind of keep an eye on them. I always close my oven door to build up some good heat in there. Keep an eye on them and when they're starting to get a little, you know, brown on there, toss them around, put them back in for about, usually depends on your broiler, but for me, it usually takes about 10 minutes. And I have done this method of roasting root vegetables, specifically other vegetables as well, for a long time, and also for big catering events. So it really works, you know, and it really, really works. And people love roasted vegetables. They're just really, really good. You have to take into consideration if you're going to add anything to them, like spices or herbs, you want to do that after or right before they're finished, because of the intense heat, anything else you put on the roasted vegetables is going to kind of burn, and it can change the flavor, become bitter or weird. And charred herbs are just gross, you know, so don't do that. So if you wanted to toss it with some thyme or something after the fact, then, you know, then you can do that right, like right when they come out of the oven. They're still good and hot, and the herb would get, you know, enough heat to sort of be cooked, but not be, you know, burnt. So roasting is really a good, good way to make a vegetable side, and it's super delicious. So you can also consider making a salad. And by salad, I don't mean a lettuce salad, cucumber, tomato, not that kind of salad, but using a cooked vegetable, and instead of serving it hot, serving at room temperature with a type of dressing. And so I actually, for Thanksgiving, I made one such salad. It was green beans, fresh green beans that I blanched so they weren't cooked into oblivion or into those greenish gray strings that you see sometimes. You definitely want to use fresh green beans. And then I cut garlic into very, very fine. I'm wondering if I already talked about this. I don't think I did. Well, if I did, I'm sorry. Garlic into very fine slices. And I cooked that in olive oil, a good amount of olive oil, very low and slow until those garlic slices turned a nice tan color. And then I let them sit on a paper towel and they became crispy and crunchy. Those are garlic chips. That same oil, I put in some hazelnuts. Hazelnuts are the bomb. Oh, you can use a different nut. You could use almonds, chopped hazelnuts, chopped almonds, or chopped walnuts. But hazelnuts went really well with this. They were blanched. They didn't have their little hulls on them because they get bitter. So put that in the olive oil with some shallots. Take them out, put them with the beans, and then I put in some vinegar and some honey, and I put in dried cranberries and some, what did I use for an herb? Let me take a look real quick. I used an herb, which was, or did I use an herb? This is the question. No, actually I didn't. It was, and the dress, so into that garlicky oil, I put like 2 teaspoons of honey and about a half a cup of apple cider vinegar and pepper and you salt as you go, you know, the beans and everything. And then, let that boil down a little bit with the cranberries, the dried cranberries. So they plumped up, and then I tossed all that onto the bean salad and toss it around and let it sit. Now, this is really something that benefits from sitting for a while. If you're going to let it sit overnight, you want to put it in the fridge, but it can sit outside up to like 4 hours. So let's say if you wanted to make that for dinner, you could make that, you know, in the late morning or after lunch and just let it sit and then serve it for dinner. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And just before you serve it, you sprinkle it with those garlic chips. And it is a knockout, really, really good vegetable side. So that's something you can do in terms of taking a cooked vegetable and producing a salad out of it. And so you can take that same concept and do it with Brussels sprouts. You could do it with, you know, like roasted cauliflower. You know, you roast some cauliflower, then you make a really nice vinaigrette. and you know, with some shallots and stuff, you can saute beforehand and then toss all that with some fresh herbs, like some thyme would go really well, or, you know, with carrots, you can do the same thing also. You can like roast some whole rainbow carrots, you know, the really slim ones, and then make a dressing with maple syrup, or honey, and some apple cider vinegar, and then have some toasted nuts. You know, toss the carrots in the vinaigrette, let them sit out so they absorb that flavor, and then sprinkle like toasted nuts over it just before you serve it, and some chopped up thyme, or even a little tiny bit of chopped up rosemary. Rosemary is a very strong herb, so if you're not cooking it, you want to go slow on that one. Yeah, so that's what you can do, you know, with vegetables in terms of making a salad instead of serving them hot. You can make that ahead. All of these cooked vegetable salads that you can conjure up in your own head or look for recipes. They all benefit from sitting, and that way you can take some stress out of your, you know, dinner cooking. And of course, nuts are a wonderful addition to a lot of vegetables, as well as fresh herbs, you know, that you add like right at the end. You've heard about the cauliflower. I love cauliflower. Cauliflower is one of the most diverse vegetables. It's like a palette upon which you can like create this wonderful painting. And so, or a canvas rather. So you can make a cauliflower roast where you take off the leaves and you core the cauliflower, and then you put it in a cast iron skillet or, you know, some other kind of dish with sides, and put a little bit of, you know, water or chicken stock in the bottom, and then baste that thing with lots and lots of butter. And that can stand some spices in the oven. So you can use warm spices like smoked paprika and a little nutmeg and some cumin. You can make a nice spice mix, you know, and sprinkle that evenly, and some salt evenly all over the cauliflower so it's completely covered after you've basted it with butter. And then stick it in the oven, you know, for about 350 for about 40 or so minutes until you can stick a knife through really easily. And then you can serve that in wedges with a little bit more butter on it and sprinkle some nice salt over it. Or, you know, cut it in slices or whatever, or just break it apart. It's really, really good. Serve it with yogurt sauce. And that's the other thing you can do, is you can serve a cooked vegetable with a cold sauce, like a yogurt, like a tzatziki, or a yogurt tahini sauce, or just a tahini sauce. You take tahini and some vinegar and a little water and salt and pepper, and mix that all up until it's a nice drizzly consistency, and put that over carrots or roasted carrots and parsnips. Delicious, right? Adds another dimension. So consider using a cold sauce with your cooked vegetables. By cold, I don't mean like ice cold out of the refrigerator. I mean not like steaming hot. Or a cooked sauce like a bechamel sauce or hollandaise or a brown butter sauce, beurre blanc or beurre noir. And those things will also elevate a very simple vegetable, you know, into the great heights. Now, here in the United States, there's a bit of a habit to add an awful lot of cheese to things. And I'm not really on board with that. I think cheese, it's its own food group. Not that there's, you can, but like, for instance, if I were to make a casserole with cauliflower and a bechamel sauce and cover that thing with cheese, I would probably serve that as a main dish because it's going to be very heavy. And alongside with a fresh green salad, because it's just too heavy to serve as a side. So when you want to use an application of cheese, you want to go easy, you know, on that. These particular vegetables I'm talking about, now cauliflower lends itself well to cheese, but the, you know, carrots, no, you know, root vegetables, not really. The one thing you can do, though, for speaking about cheese, you can get tomatoes any time of the year all around the country, even though they're not in season, is you can slice tomatoes really super thin, Want to get tomatoes that are good and ripe, and or if you don't want to use big tomatoes, you can use tiny tomatoes, like grape tomatoes, and cut those in half and put them cut side down on an oiled baking sheet, and sprinkle some salt, drizzle with oil, put them under the broiler, and so that the skin just starts getting a little charred, and just before you take them out, you sprinkle a little parm over there, Parmesan cheese. And let that kind of caramelize under the broiler. Make sure it doesn't burn. If you use a broiler, you have to pay really good attention. And then you take those out, and the tomatoes usually will have softened, but it's very delicious, especially delicious if you toss it with some like green onion or some basil, chiffonade, and bring a little freshness in there. That's really, really nice little side dish, that you can have. So lastly, I want to talk about the other thing that you can do with your vegetables is a puree. And so root vegetables lend themselves fantastically to puree, as does cauliflower. You can make a cauliflower mash. There again, think of the butter. You want the good butter in there. Now, if you're making a cauliflower mash, you don't want to cook your cauliflower into oblivion. You want to cook it so it's done, but not overcook it, then it gets funky. And it helps if you have a food processor. You just chunk it in the food processor and let it, whir around. Cauliflower doesn't have any starch like a potato would. So you can't add a bunch of milk, or anything like that because it's just going to get soupy. You can add a splash of heavy cream with some butter or like a dollop of sour cream, which I personally like. You can add a pinch of nutmeg and definitely very good freshly ground pepper, and of course your wonderful salt. If you haven't listened to my salt and pepper episode, you should, because that's a big basis of cooking. Anyway, so and there you have your hot mash. You can always make that ahead, put it in a buttered Pyrex dish or something like that, and then chuck it in the oven before you when you're going to get ready to eat, and let it warm up in the oven and maybe get a little tiny bit brown on top. So that, or you could add like a little bit of breadcrumb on top and some butter chunks and let it kind of, become this deliciousness with a bit of a crusty top. So that you could do with the cauliflower. You can, if you're making mashed potatoes, you can always stretch your mashed potatoes with cauliflower. It makes them much lighter and more interesting. It's not that gloppy, and not that there's anything wrong with mashed potatoes. I personally am not a big fan. I find them kind of boring. So if I'm going to make a mashed potato, I like, enhancing it with cauliflower. And but you can also make a carrot mash. You can put mashed carrots, which you also cook with, salt, and then you put them in the food processor, and make an interesting carrot potato mash, or a carrot and parsnip mash with butter. So those would lend themselves well to being mashed. And what is also very delicious and an underappreciated vegetable, I feel, are turnips. You can roast turnips, and they will turn out delicious. And you can boil turnips and then mash them as well. Same was with the cauliflower. They don't have any starch, so you have to go easy on liquids that you add. You want to add flavor through salt, pepper. There too, a little nutmeg is good to bring out the ideal turnip flavor. Good butter, little chunk of little dollop of sour cream. You can add herbs to that. You can cut up chives, some parsley, and you can do the same as I just suggested with the cauliflower, as you can put it in a dish and put it in the oven with a little breadcrumb, or just serve it right away when it's hot. So those are just a few ideas that I am bringing to you today for vegetable sides. I'm going to only leave it at this one segment, and because I don't want to overwhelm everybody. Get in touch with me if you have some. Oh, I totally forgot. So sorry. I want to talk about squashes. I totally forgot the squashes. Okay, so right now in season, we have acorn squash, butternut squash, spaghetti squash is its own thing. We talk about this some other time. And with those squashes, you can also make a wonderful, you can make a mash. You can cut them up in chunks and roast them. You can roast them with carrots, with beets, with parsnips, with turnips. So you can make it part of your root vegetable, roasted vegetables. You can make the same thing I was talking about with the butternut or the acorn squash, sort of a cold or a, like a room temperature salad, where you add, you mix butternut squash and roasted Brussels sprouts and make a beautiful vinaigrette with honey and cider vinegar and toss that all together and let it sit and then top it with toasted nuts like walnuts or pecans are good. You know, always add in some dried fruit, you know, like this, the cranberries. That would be a beautiful dish. It would look pretty and be very delicious. Or you can serve it hot, you know, just with roasted straight out of the oven and toss it with some nuts. And you can toast, you can brown some shallots in butter and put that butter over the vegetables. So the squashes, the hard squashes that are currently in season, including pumpkin, you can treat pumpkin just like a squash. It doesn't have to go in a pie. Those are wonderful vegetables also to make mashes and roasts and salads out of. So take that into consideration as well. Okay, now I'm done. So I will be back. My next segment or my next podcast, we'll talk a little bit more about what to cook for the holidays, because that's often overwhelming for people. And also it can get really boring because if you make the same thing every year. So hopefully I can bring a little bit more of a creative twist to your possibilities. Check out my Facebook page, Alicious Dishes, and I will answer questions and so forth there. Happy vegetable cooking! Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate my listeners a lot. I appreciate your feedback very much. And I also appreciate my subscribers with their monthly contributions, which makes this podcast possible. You can subscribe as well by clicking on the subscribe button when you listen to this podcast on one of 7 different platforms. Please share with your friends and also point them to the Facebook page, Alicious Dishes, where every new episode is announced. Until next time, I will hear you soon.